And fill up your being, your heart, with joy and elation right now. Your field of potentials, what's there for you that you don't know that's coming into your life, that you don't know right now, but you know it's coming. Can you feel into that? Can you allow for that? You do not need to know it through your mind, but you can feel into it, know in that knowingness that it's coming to you, into your life. That space of no time coming into your life at a specific moment that is for you when it does. You can call for it, you can feel to it, you can invite it, you can allow for it, you can open to it. You can love it and bring it into your field, manifesting in your reality, your physical reality. Don't put a date or time for it, because it is in a quantum state, in a quantum field, rearranging itself for you through events and synchronicities to appear in the right time and the right place that's designed specifically for you. What we need more in this moment is to trust in ourselves, to trust in our hearts, to trust with our soul, to trust in our magnificence and our ability, and know that all is well and we are taken care of. And breathe. Breathe through those moments that come up in your life. Breathe with the knowingness that you are dearly loved. That you are so dearly loved, like a parent that loves his children. So does Spirit loves you, and far, far more. It loves you so much. It loves you so much. It knows your true name, your light name. It knows where you come from and what you experience, not only in this lifetime, but in all the hundreds of lifetimes you had on Earth. It loves you so much. It only asks you to love yourself as much as you allow for it. So how much more can you love yourself? For you have done this journey so many lifetimes. And you come back again and again, realizing yourself on another journey, discovering more parts of yourself, more ways of how to love yourself. Breathe. And what do you want Spirit to know about yourself right now? What do you want to tell those beloved beings that you look up or in for? They stand here, they hug you, they are all around you in the shadow of the mountain. What you want them to know? Feel your heart talking to them, not your mind. What your heart wants you to tell them. They are holding your hand. They are touching your shoulder. They are standing next to you. They are loving, loving, loving you, creating a timeless space right now, a timeless space right now, even suspending a moment in time. Can you feel into that? Suspending this moment in time. Having a glimpse in the quantumness that they exist in, they are transmitting, being, encompassing you with that experience, with that consciousness, with that love. Being together here as a unified field of consciousness and love. Breathe. And feel deeper into your heart, in pure compassion, in the vibration, resonance, and frequency that has no beginning. And no end, no beginning. Can you feel it? No end. Only an ocean of endless love. Always in a circle, always in a circle, always in a circle of love. And open your heart to receive even more from the wisdom, the guidance, and unconditional universal love of Adironda, the Council of Light, and your friend, Kryon.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see each of you. Your bright lights, your shining radiance. We feel McLeod may never be the same, eh? You see, in that energy and in that focus of in the shadow of the great mountain, the Lemurians are tap dancing on their telos with their telos friends, saying, oh, they're back again, they're back again. Yippee! That is what you do. That is what you bring. That is how we wish for you to understand the vibration and frequency of what you are thinking of, feeling, choosing. We know the Master Shamir, who taught you the energy of the expanded heart, of course, and the Yawn, who we've been in the dolphin, we know the dolphin, we feel the dolphin. Ah, we'll see what your dreams are like tonight. Dolphin dreams for sure. As you understand that, and those who are listening in the future may not have the awareness that we were just informed of a magnificent energy in the news where two nations met together, the leaders of two nations that one might have said would never happen. And yet Kryon predicted it. our dear friend. And yet you see, in that capacity, it was in the field. So we are asking you, what is in your field? You know, we say this is unbelievable. What is possible? We cannot hear you. We thank you. Understand that that is the fact. Understand that everything in this day, in this age, in this time is possible. So when you think of things and when you feel that will never happen, that is your purchase order. When you think, oh, I don't need to pay attention to this, I already know that. That is what you really need to know. Your ego sort of pushes it aside and says, oh, I don't have to do this, I know this already. Well, if you knew this already, you would not be here in your body, huh? Understand that the energy is shifting so drastically that miracles are becoming ordinary. Miracles are, people are photographing beings that have been in the mountains for thousands of years. That is your influence. We want you, every speaker that has been here, including us, including the Cryon, including Elon, we can't even name them all, has reminded you of how much you are loved, has told you that you are that light, that next evolutionary step. You are that vision. What needs to happen for you to believe that? What are you asking for? For you to understand that? For you see, this world is changing. Yippee. This world is evolving with your help. This world is expanding with your help. So when you sit back and start complaining about something and you see our vessel Marilyn saying, change your bracelet, what she's telling you is your negative thought is in the field. And that is every bit as powerful as the next person's thought. And that is where your energy is coming into play. That is why we say all the time, you are the next evolutionary step of the universe. Because you are getting it. You are expanding it. Now we want you to remind you that you can talk about all the galactics and all the energies and all the things in that are not in body. But guess what? You are here right now in a body. We know that surprises some of you. But you are. You get to breathe in and out. When you feel your fear, your nervousness of moving forward like you did today. To think that I know I'm a channel, I know I have messages, I know I speak beyond those logical, physical things. How do I know that it's right? And then the teacher, master, teacher, Shamir comes up and says, ask. And know that it is right. Ask. And the door is opened. Ask. And you will see, you will feel, you will hear, you will know what is your task. And do not step back from that, dear ones. It is time for you to be on this planet. It is time for you to be in your body. It is time for you to love your body. Because it is carrying your bones around. You would look odd if you didn't have the body. How many times do you thank your body? How many times do you thank your clothes for protecting that body? How many times do you thank your home when you walk in the door and say, thank you, home, for allowing me to sleep and nourish my body? Thank you, chair, for supporting me when I am tired. Thank you, heart, for beating time and time again that I don't even have to think about it and it still beats on. How many times do you create that gratitude in the field? The Joy said once, gratitude is the abracadabra of the universe. Yes, it is the magic. Abracadabra of the universe. Gratitude. Because you see, when you are in gratitude for everything that happens, no matter what, that is when you're aware of those miracles. And they are happening right before you. They happened this morning when Elon got the message for Master Yeshua to work with him. And they looked and touched you, opened your heart. You see, that is the key. Listen. As Pragit brings in all the other energies and anchors them into that place of reality and gratitude with the magnificent Stargate, what is in your field? What are you giving thanks for? A vessel Merlin drinks always out of a blue bottle if she can that says gratitude on it. It is not wine, it is water. She does not need anything to raise her higher. For you see, every aspect of your world is creating your field. Even when your patootie is tired from these wonderful chairs. Even when you're thinking, is there any more that my brain can hold? And then you get another nugget that shifts your awareness. So we congratulate you. We congratulate each of you for being here. We congratulate all the individuals that are listening in the future through virtual reality. For you see, that is the expansion of that field. That is the feeling of connection of your soul to the soul next to you, of your energy to the energy next to you, of your vibration to the vibration above and below and on both sides of you. And that is what you are creating. So then every time you think, this is tough, it becomes tougher. So stop it. We don't like tough anymore. We want flow and laughter and joy. Sometimes a few tears with that open heart. We had someone come up to the vessel Merlin in the intermission. Notice that we call the intermission an intermission and not a break. It's all in the language, isn't it? She came up to the intermission and said, I don't know what happens. Every time we talk, she weeps. We've had lots of people do that. Do you know why?
Joy.
Unconditional love. Infinite love. We're beginning to like the word infinite love more than unconditional. Because un is not good, right? It's all in the language. We're searching for a new word. You see, humans just are not used to that. feeling that much love when we look at you. Get used to it. For we see your heart. We see your love. We see your light. We see your existence. We see your joy, your pain, every part of you, your bones, your nerves. You see, that is what makes the light, is the acknowledgement that all that is within you and in your field. So what are we creating together? Breathe into that. What are we creating? What are the acknowledgments of your soul as you are stepping up to the plate, as you are stepping into your presence? You are here on earth. Make a difference. You are here on earth. Be the difference. You understand what we are asking of you. When you have those messages, realize that they also change lives. When you have spirit talking with you, listen. And breathe into the answer. We love you deeply. We see you. We are in love with you. And we bid you namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Joy of revelation is appropriate in the audience. And so many of you are hearing messages that make sense. And you're hearing them from a source that is not necessarily one that others would listen to. And that's what I want to talk about. For only a brief period of time in these moments, I want to give you a teaching channel. Some channels extremely loving, some are stories. Some talk about the ethereal things that no one knows or can see yet. Some talk about that which is in the mountain. Because we are still in McLeod in this series of channelings, in that which is called a channeling retreat. Dear ones, if you have come upon this particular message and you've not really heard many of the Kryon messages before, or perhaps you sit in the audience for the first time and you've come here because you've heard some messages, but not many, I'm aware of that. There are some concepts which we have been giving for years, but how could you know that? How could you be the recipient of all of the channels in a row and know all of the things that have ever been mentioned? And you can't. And so there are those that reveal this in the questions they ask, both the direct questions and the ones that are non-direct, the ones we know you're thinking about. One of the greatest statements of quantity, that means how many times it's been mentioned by Kryon, has been the fact that you are moving out of linearity. And there are many who will say, we don't really understand that. You talk about this all the time, but we don't really understand. And what does that really have to do with the love of God or the shift or the change or any of these other things that you've been talking about, even the ones in the mountain? Can you explain, Kryon, what you mean that we're too linear or we're moving from linearity to something else? And so I will. Yet again, and I want to talk to you about this in a way that will be clear to you, and so that we'll answer questions, perhaps even about what's next. There are so many questions that are practical, that make sense to you in your reality. And many times I will answer them as though I were not aware of your reality. What if I told you this? Reality is a moving target today. And that reality, for so many human beings, is beginning to shift from an old energy of linearity, there's the word again, to something else. You live in a way that is in dimensions that are constrained. And you're going to slowly move from those constraints to a dimensionality which you don't see yet. And the one you're in now is ones of straight lines. That's the linearity. So let's present some examples of what you're used to. And as you hear these things, you'll say, and? Because they're normal. And they're what all humanity has ever had. And I'm going to try to present to you what is happening or what's going to happen in the paradigm shift of reality. As you literally lift yourselves up in consciousness from straight lines to circles, to ways of thinking that are not anything like today, ways of teaching nothing like today. And it's starting to occur very slowly. Let's go to where you're all familiar, school. You've come from school, and you were all taught in a linear fashion. Now, here is linearity. You're sitting in a class with other children, and you have a book, and you have a teacher. Perhaps there is a board she writes on or he writes on, and you're learning mathematics. And all through school, in these beginning grades, you learn about the numbers. The next level is you learn how they go together and how you see them and say them. And the next level, how to add them together and how to subtract them. The next level, how to multiply them. And you might carry around a beginning book that would show you these things. And that is linear. You go from level to level to level. Now, going to the next level is your statement of a higher position of knowledge. It was used even today on the stage with esoteric things. And the reason is because that expression, dear ones, you understand, but do you understand also it is purely linear? Because levels is linear. 1 to 2 to 3 to 4. And you also understand that you cannot start at 4 because you don't have the knowledge of 1. That's linear. And there would be those who say, well, Kryon, of course that's linear. That's the only way it can be done. You got to walk before you run. Really? That's linear. And you would say, you mean to say that there is a reality where you don't have to walk before you run? Yes, there is. I'll present it to you in a way that you'll know what I'm talking about, and yet it'll still be a mystery because you're not there. When you learn about spiritual things, I would like to say that you are landing right in the most linear teaching that exists. In all of the religions, but perhaps two, on this planet, all of it is linear taught. Think for a moment. When you go into the church, whatever it is, or the synagogue, you are given linear information, usually from a book or one who would teach you. And you would sit and receive linear information about God. And so many times that linear information starts with the history of the years, of the things that have happened. And you graduate then to the rules, the doctrine. And the doctrine is linear. Here's what happened. Here's what's going to happen. Here's what's expected. Here's what to do. Here's what not to do. And then you get into the other linear things. Here are the steps on how to please God. Here are the steps on how to displease God. Here is what to do in case you displease God. And you go over here and you do something else. And here are the steps. In some of your religions, you are given the tools. Here are the beads. Here are the other things that you must do. You must go to this person and report what you've done wrong. Do you see the linearity? Even in that which you will sit and pray, there is linearity. And you might recite certain prayers over and over. And in order to do that, you had to learn them. That's linear. That's your best guess, dear ones, in an older energy, on how to talk to the creative source of the universe. That is the linear human being, and always has been. And you would say, well, that's the way it works. That's just the way it works. And I want to tell you, you're right. That's the way it works. And that's going to change. Already, you're beginning to see things which are out of place. We spoke just recently about the field. The field is that which contains the potentials of the future. Not the future, but the potentials. And that is a multidimensional concept, and yet you're starting to see it. Years ago, we told you the field contained a potential of those who would see things differently than they see today. A field that contained what might happen if enough human beings had higher thinking and went to a place that they don't really understand yet. In that field were the potentials that you're seeing right now, if you recognize it or not. I told you that the field contained a higher integrity. Now, right away, you realize that's linear because I just said higher. That's because I'll use linear descriptions and talk as long as I'm channeling with this man, because that's what you understand. What was in the field that I talked about that you now have? The integrity of relationships between human to human, which has expressed itself in gender discrimination. I told you it was coming, that there would come a time when you'd see a greater integrity of things that have always been in question. The dark side of humanity, I said, would start to expose itself, and it has. And now you're starting to object to what you see, whereas before you were afraid to. That's called increased light. I told you something is coming. It's in the field. It's a potential and not a prediction. That there is something horrible in this planet that has been going on universally for many, many decades. And it has to do with human slavery of children. I've told you that it is so prevalent. I've told you that there's money funding it that would horrify you if you knew where it was coming from. I've told you that there are those participating within it that would horrify you if you knew their names. I've also told you that it has been untouchable until now. Watch for this. For this is simply the next step of what's in the field that is not linear. It's not linear, is it, that suddenly things would start to occur that never did before? Where is the linearity of the steps of appropriateness of something that simply occurs? What if you're starting at level 4 instead of level 1 when something simply occurs? That's what I'm speaking of. And why do I go to this trouble to give you this? Because the next step I want you to think about. What is it you have? Yet again, I'll say, what is it you have that is nonlinear? It's so nonlinear you laugh about it. It's when you fall in love. Almost all humans at one time or another have gazed at a partner and gone a little nuts. And that's what takes place, a non-linear paradigm. It's not an emotion, dear ones. That is well defined. It's a whole body experience that's non-linear. And once you're in that state and you've seen this and you've felt it, there is a euphoria that you cannot explain. And if I said, where did you begin? Where does love begin? What's the first step of love? And you would say, it doesn't work that way. It just all appeared at once. It all just was there. And it affects how you think, and it affects your heart, and it affects your lack of anxiety and your euphoria. And that's a pretty curative place to be, I want to tell you, in love. It's nonlinear. I've said this before, and every mother knows, a common expression with Kreon and a paradigm of you looking into your child's eyes for the first time after birth. Where do you start? What's the first step of the love that you feel there? It's overwhelming to look at the child and the life that has come from you, and you see the future and the past, and you realize what's gone on there, and the beauty of this and the miracle of this, and the child opens its eyes and looks at you. What's the first step? There isn't one. That's non-linear. It's just there. And it's there all at once. God loves you all at once. There is no step to redemption where you come out of some evil, horrible condition as a human, and then you begin to gather the love of God. That doesn't exist. That's linear. So what we're trying to say to you is there is a paradigm coming of reality that will affect everything in that fashion. And the grease of it all is love and compassion and transparency and integrity. But what happens is before long, there is another way of thinking about the basic things I just told you about. Can you imagine a classroom of children that understands coherence? And the first thing they do is put their hands together, and they get into a coherent state, even as youngsters. And the teacher says, today we are going to have a lesson in mathematics. And through coherence, the children have a far better idea of numbers. And instead of a step-by-step, they're given concepts. The concepts of addition and subtraction and multiplication, the concepts of what numbers can mean and not mean, so that when they're done with a lesson, they start the problems. They start the solutions in mathematics. And they never had an ABC, and they never had a here's a number. Here's a higher or a lower number. But the concepts of the numbers were given all at once because they were in a coherent state. I just gave you the future teaching. Now, that's not going to be tomorrow, dear ones. But that's already been tried. The idea that human beings can tap into the field and see concepts which are always there, including numbers, mathematics, concepts of history and not linear years, the concepts of what has happened to humanity through history, instead of memorizing the years and the names and the battles and the numbers, the concepts of studying a dysfunctional society in the past and celebrating a multidimensional society in the future. Imagine a church with no linear teaching, where you report and instantly you feel the love of God and you sit there. And as you sit there, all of the teaching you ever need to know individually with your name is given to you because you sit and you're quiet in the love of God. Imagine going into a place with no doctrine and no prophet and no teachers. Imagine just a building. Imagine a building perhaps that has no walls. I've just given you the new way of realizing the Creator. I've given you a way that wipes away the steps of redemption. I've given you a way that is conceptual of who you are, who God is, and the fact that there really is no difference between you. The reality will be a moving target, and we've told you before, so profound will it be that old souls will find it first, and there will be a separation, and the separation will be old energy and new energy. It's going to be an issue, maybe even a problem in society, when certain individuals will live for 150 years on average, and others will still have an old paradigm and won't. And they will turn to you, dear ones, of a higher consciousness, and they will say that you have a pact with the devil, because old energy cannot look up to a higher level. We've told you that consciousness is this way and that you will fight this battle as humanity itself starts to become more non-linear. This is a teaching channel to remind you that conquering fear is not with a list, or getting out of suffering is not with a list, or getting out of grief doesn't happen with a list. It starts with erasing all of the rules and sitting and being loved by God in a vacuum, if you wish, of your own creation, where you're able to receive information with your name for what you're going through in a multidimensional way that you didn't expect. And that's the truth. These are the things we wanted you to know in these few moments we have. All of the channels are teaching the same thing. This is the invitation, and always will be, to a magnificent human being that listens to this and is sitting in front of me. And so it is.